Farmers in the Kimberleys in the far northwest of Australia are dreading an outbreak of foot and mouth disease, which is rampant in Indonesia off the coast to the north. The disease is highly contagious and can be transmitted through human contact, but it is devastating for cows and all cloven-hoofed animals. It causes blisters in and around the mouth area, and infected animals may drool or limp. Outbreaks need to be quarantined, and in serious cases, stock need to be destroyed. Australian livestock industries are particularly vulnerable to this type of disease, and it would be very hard to stop an outbreak from spreading. Elizabeth Hazeltine has more.
Foot and mouth disease is arguably the biggest threat to Australia's livestock industry today. And with Northern Australia's close proximity to the massive Indonesian outbreak, the region is on high alert. Northern Australia accounts for 75% of Australia's farming land, with the majority of that being used for cattle grazing. Primary producers like James Camp, manager of Margaret River Station, which is located near Halls Creek in the Kimberley region of WA, are particularly threatened by the risk of foot and mouth, with Mr. Camp stating that an outbreak would be like COVID for cows.
It is a very real threat, and it's quite terrifying, especially post-COVID, you know, with the experience of COVID and how it can shut everything down so quickly. You know, that would be happening to our business, to our animals. It would be COVID cows pretty well. There's a lot of talk around foot and mouth and how it will affect the industry, if it's able to have a large effect, a small effect. I mean, any effect would be damaging to the business, to not just the business, to our livelihood, to the animals.
However, Mr. Camp isn't just worried about the effect on business. He believes that an incursion would emotionally devastate people involved in the industry.
Oh, it'd be very, very hard. You know, we don't live out here because we don't like cows. We, you know, we love our job, we love our animals. So seeing them in distress and being locked down like that, that would cause horrendous problems for myself, for the staff. Yeah, it's something you don't really like to think about. What, you know, if it gets in, what would you do? You'd be spending all your time putting animals down, which would, just break my heart.
There's no doubt primary producers would be the first impacted by foot and mouth, but adjacent industries would also be crippled. Australian Cattle Council representative Mike Darby says that the true impact cannot be calculated.
Oh, look, you know, it can't be overestimated. I think, you know, you've got farms, you've got trucking, you've got processing plants, sale yards, feedlots, you know, retail. All the industries that rely on agriculture being healthy and being productive and growing, you know, would all be severely affected.
But despite the risk, there are questions about whether customs is doing enough to protect Australian agriculture. Lucy Burgess recently returned home from a trip to Bali and says she was left confused by the lack of biosecurity measures in place.
I think there certainly could have been more. You know, in hindsight now and probably reading more about it and understanding more about it since I've been back, there certainly could have been more thorough checks done instead of just leaving it up to people to declare where they'd been or to volunteer to talk about it, yeah.
However, Australian Cattle Council's Mike Darby says the government has assured them that adequate security measures are in place.
Well, obviously, as the threat to Australia increases, the response needs to increase, and we are definitely seeing an increasing threat, but also an increasing response. We've sought assurances from the government, we've received assurances that the response is increasing.
Only time will tell if this threat reaches Australian shores or not, and there is no argument from anyone involved in the agricultural industry that if it does, it will change the face of Australia forever. For the sake of our farmers, businesses, consumers, economy, and most importantly, our animals, let's hope that it never does.
Elizabeth Hazeltine there with that report.